Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Oh, sin is done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Cause you live, we can face tomorrow. We can face today, cause you live. You hold our future in your hands, and we say thank you. Thank you for this awesome Sunday morning that you allowed us to wake up, look up, and get up. We say thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. As we slept in slumber on last night, we say thank you. You woke us up this morning clothed in our right mind. We know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we say thank you. Come this morning with a humble heart and stretched out arms and ask you to have your way, heal, deliver, and set free on today that only you can do because you live. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We come to welcome you in all our services today, to have your way in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door, Father God. Oh, have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain for us, so we can live and have our being because you live. We say thank you. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today. Drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of you. We say have your way because you live. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. We say thank you. Our loved ones still in the land of the living. We say thank you because you live. Oh, we bless your name today. We lift up our prophet, our pastor, LaRon Matthews, to you, Father God. We ask you to continually pour back into him as he pour out to your people near and far because you will. Order his footsteps, Father God. Keep him from seen and unseen danger because you will. And we say thank you. We lift up the whole entire Matthew family, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between and the seeds to come. We say thank you because you live. We can face another day because you live. We say thank you. Lift up Aretha and her entire family to you, Father God. She faithfully works behind the scenes, Father God. So we ask you to do a new thing in her family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest and all in between and her seeds to come, Lord God. Have your way in Aretha's family, Father. Or we come to say thank you. Thank you for Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for covering St. Louis with the blood, keeping them in your keeping care, Lord God. We say thank you. Or we come to bless your name today, Father. For all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we say thank you. For baby Michael, that you're continuously healing and delivering him, Father God, out the hands of the enemy. We thank you for baby Michael, God. Have your way in baby Michael for life, Lord God. Or we come to say thank you this morning. We plead the blood of the atmosphere today, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. We come to tear down strongholds this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Strongholds of suicide demons, murdering demons. We come to tear them down this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our homes, peace in the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in the world today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father, we ain't nothing without you. We can't do nothing without you. But we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. So we thank you for your strength, your peace, your love, your joy. We say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. And we say thank you because you live. We ask you to go to the hospitals today, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor, Father God. Stop by Eddie's room, Lord God. With congestatory heart failure, Father God. We ask you to repair his heart. Redeem his heart, Lord God, that only you can do, Father God. And we say thank you for being a heart fixer today. and a mind regulator today, Father, for Eddie, Father God, in Indianapolis, Indiana, Father God. Cover Indianapolis, Indiana with the blood from corner to corner, side to side, top to bottom, Father God. Not only Eddie need a miracle, Father God, there's others there in Indiana need one, a touch from you, Father. And we say thank you for touching right now, Father. We come to give you the praise and give you the glory because you live. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We thank you for stopping by nursing homes on today, Father God, going from room to room, floor to floor, city to city, state to state, Father God. Healing and delivering in nursing homes, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Stop by the penitentiaries on today, Father God. Go from cell to cell, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the county jails, Lord God. Heal and deliver those inmates, Father God. Let those inmates know that you yet still love them. You hate to see them, but you yet still love them. Keep them in your keeping care. And we say thank you. We plead the blood over the runways, Lord God, over every airplane, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over every train track, every train right now, God. Every bus, Lord God, from the Greyhound, Lord God, to the Megabus, Father God. Cover right now, God. Cover the Uber drivers and the cab drivers. Keep them safe in the neighborhoods they drive in, Father God. Keep them safe, Father God. And as they bring out the motorcycles, Father God, cover the motorcycle riders, Father God, with the blood. Dispatch their angels all around them, Father God. Keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up all bereaved families, Father God. We ask you to keep your arms around them, Father. Because your word say you never leave them nor forsake them. Your word say you rain on the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. Rain on the bereaved families all over the land today, God. We say thank you. I come with a humble heart this morning and a stretched out arms to receive you, Lord God. Have your way today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift up the upcoming March Madness to you, Father God. We ask you to rule and reign in that, Lord God. Draw your people by your Holy Spirit, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do a Shonda, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, do a turnaround for you get the glory, God. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we come to bless your name. You come to bring heaven and earth with your healing power, with your delivering power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be glorified. We thank you, Father, for drawing in new members, Lord God, in Restoration Foundation in Harvey, Father God, and in Texas. Father. Draw by your Holy Spirit. Draw families in. Draw more men in to be a help, Lord God, to the prophet, Father God, and to Elder Hunter and Deacon Sanchez, Father God. Draw your men, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, with a heart willing to work for you, Lord God, as well for the men of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And cover those families right now, Elder Hunter and Deacon Sanchez, them families as well, Father God. Draw them by your Holy Spirit, Father God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you're doing a new thing for Care Oaks, Lord God, in Mississippi, Father God. You're draining that fluid. What the doctors couldn't, machine couldn't do it, you're doing a super on the natural. Getting that fluid off his lungs, around his heart, Father God. Oh, we say thank you, because we know you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, Father God. Oh, we ask you to bless right now that only you can do. Heal men and right now that only you can do. And we say thank you for Care Oaks, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name. Cover Mississippi with the blood from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner, Father God. Because you live. Because you live, we can face tomorrow, today, Lord God, because you live. We thank you, Father God. We will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. You say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for traveling grace and mercy today, Father God. We bless going out. We bless coming in. We're the head and not the tail. We are more than conquerors because you live. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Anything in our lives that's crooked, you're making it straight. We say thank you because you live. Oh, we bless your name today. And we say thank you, Father God, for this is the day you have made and we will rejoice. We will rejoice. We will shout and say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for strength today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our neighborhoods to you today. We thank you for peace in our neighborhoods, Lord God. Peace in our neighbors' homes today, Father God. We might not know all our neighbors, but Lord God, you know them. The hairs on their head, Lord God, and their address, Father God. So we invite you to heal our neighborhood and our neighbors in Jesus' name. Oh, we come to bless your name today because you have the whole world in your hand, even the itty-bitty babies in your hand. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We come to say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We bless your name. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We absolutely nothing without you. But we have your way in our lives today because you live. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Oh, Father God, oh, we come before you this morning, oh, Father God, giving you honor and thanking you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done in the lives of your people, even the things that you are initiating now to do in the lives of your people. We thank you for sending your healing, oh, Father God, in the entire body of your people, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for strengthening us, oh, Father God, in areas that we may have been weak in. We thank you, oh, Father God, for restoring, oh, Father God, and rebuilding, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God, the foundation, oh, Father God, of your word that was built within us. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for bringing back that to remembrance within us, oh, Father God, of those areas, oh, Father God, up in our lives, oh, Father God, that we know personally, oh, Father God, that you moved and act upon our requests in prayer. And we have seen the evidence, oh, Father God, of your miracle working power in the lives of people, oh, Father God. Father God, we does not give you honor and thank you for what you have done, oh, Father God, but for who you are, oh, Father God, up in our lives, oh, Father God, and loving us so much, oh, Father God, that you sent your son, oh, Father God, to die upon Calvary, oh, Father God, to deliver us, oh, Father God, from the hands of the enemy and to take those experiences that we have had to overcome our enemy, oh, Father God, because you have given us insight and intuition, oh, Father God, to understand, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that you have placed upon us to understand. You have even shared your attributes with us, O Father God, through our Lord and Savior Christ, O Father God. O Father God, and you have shared your love abroad upon us, O Father God. From the example for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God, giving us our health and restoring our health, mending our health, oh, Father God, and giving us health, oh, Father God, to move and have our being with you, oh, Father God, and also to be up in our right mind, oh, Father God, because our mind is consistently stayed upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you moved upon us, oh, Father God, despite, oh, Father God, our shortcomings, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and thank you for your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for teaching us, oh, Father God, to have that great love for others, oh, Father God, to not be distracted, oh, Father God, by our emotions, the way we may feel because we have heard or perceive a certain thing to be, oh, Father God, that may be coming from, oh, Father God, things of the past that we may have not let go. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for speaking to us in those areas, oh, Father God, so that we may be fully equipped, oh, Father God, for the battle, oh, Father God, of life that we are in, individually, personally, and corporately, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for enlightening us, oh, Father God, and taking the blinders off our eyes, oh, Father God, and giving the vibration of power, oh, Father God, in our words, oh, Father God, to shake those demonic things here upon the earth, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for strategically placing things here, oh, Father God, upon the earth, oh, Father God, that will destroy the tactics of the enemy. Oh, we thank you again, oh, Father God, for moving in the legislative branch, the congressional branch, oh, Father God, all those individuals, oh, Father God, that sits around, oh, Father God, and to make laws and to have us, oh, Father God, in sometimes in disagreement and in disarray, oh, Father God, but we know, oh, Father God, who are called by you, oh, Father God, that we are not distracted. We are not moved by the things that we see going on in the world because we know you are totally in control. And those things that are going forth and that are happening is a plan, is in the plan, and in your hand is working to work the work, oh, Father God, that you are ready to create and declare in your word that shall come to pass and shall happen, O Father God. So we trust you and we honor you and glorify you, O Father God, and we shall not be moved, O Father God, from the things, O Father God, that we may perceive, O Father God, and that is going on in the world, O Father God. But we know, O Father God, that your word shall come to pass, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God, and that the enemy, O Father God, is already defeated. So we thank you and honor you, O Father God, and glorify you, Father God, and trust you in all that you are doing in the visualizing and all that you are doing around the world, O Father God, because these things have to happen. They must come to pass, O Father God, for you, O Father God, to expose the enemy and to have everything to work in order the way you decreed and planned it to be before the beginning of time, O Father God. O Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, O Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, O Father God. O, we thank you, O Father God, for establishing the kingdom mindset in us, O Father God, so that the way that we perceive, the way that we understand, and the way that we pray, oh, Father God, would be in accordance, oh, Father God, for your will here upon the earth and what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God. Because in this season, oh, Father God, you're making all things new, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. You have even told and instructed us, oh, Father God, according to Romans 12 and 14, oh, Father God, to bless and to curse not, O Father God. So let all our words, O Father God, and let all of our thoughts, O Father God, be turned over and measured by your word within us, O Father God, so that once we speak, O Father God, we will speak life, O Father God. Or once we speak, O Father God, we will speak death into those things, O Father God, that have caused havoc in our lives, in the love that we have for others, in the lives of others, O Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you have given us, oh, Father God, and the way that you are teaching us, oh, Father God, to wield your sword, which is the word, oh, Father God, double-edged and two-edged, cutting, destroying, and also restoring, oh, Father God, and for what you're doing in this season, oh, Father God, because you are God Almighty, oh, Father God, and we honor you and glorify you and magnify you in all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your spirit, oh, Father God, going throughout the land, oh, Father God, and doing the work, oh, Father God, that you desire it to do, which and what you have commanded it to do in this dispensation and season that we are in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, that you have enlightened the minds, oh, Father God, of your chosen, people here upon earth, oh Father God, to carry certain things, oh Father God, in this season that we are in, oh Father God. And you have given them the ability, oh Father God, to destroy those things, oh Father God, and to overcome those things that have come up in their presence, oh Father God, or have been working up in their lives. Or did you have opened up their eyes to see the enemy working in the lives of others, oh Father God? You have given us, oh Father God, within our mouth, oh Father God, the spirit, oh Father God, of life and death, oh Father God. But I thank you, oh Father God, even before it rolls from off our tongue, oh Father God, you have taught us and gave us the ability to turn it over within our mind, which is the mind of Christ, because once we speak it, oh Father God, to our vocal cords, oh Father God, we decree death or we decree life, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, that you are giving us, oh Father God, the wisdom, oh Father God, and the understanding, oh Father God, that we may have a thought, oh Father God, but once we speak it, we give it life or we give it death. And I thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of the people, that you are giving us understanding in that area. You are giving us wisdom in that area, oh Father God, that once we speak, oh Father God, we speak those things that be not as though they were, oh Father God. And we thank you for giving us understanding in that area with clarity, oh Father God, in this dispensation season and time that we are living in, oh Father God, in the things that are quickly approaching us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for preparing our temples to make all things new, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God, that is quickly approaching. And we thank you, oh Father God, for giving us the mental strength, oh Father God, to not be moved, oh Father God, oh Father God, by the things that are going on. But you have given us the mind to understand and given us the ability to overcome the things, oh Father God, that may have sparked a certain type of fear within us, oh Father God. Because the only fear, oh Father God, that we should have is the fear of you, oh Father God, and being up in your presence, oh Father God. Because we know that you are the Most High and the Lord God Almighty, oh Father God. Because you have not given us fear to fear, oh Father God, the things that are going on in the world. Because once it hits our ear gate, oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your word rising up within us, oh Father God, and we will speak those things according to your word that be not as though they were. And it's coming from authority, and it's coming from power, but it's not coming from fear. And we have feared things in the past. And we thank you, oh Father God, for what you are doing in the lives of your people, oh Father God, because Father God, you have given us, Father God, the ability, oh Father God, to overcome those things in and through Christ's death, oh Father God, to set us free, oh Father God, from those things, oh Father God, that the enemy has imposed upon our lives, oh Father God. You say the blessing, the curse not, oh Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, for giving us that ability to discern ourselves within ourselves, oh Father God, and to discern things outwardly, oh Father God, that is among us, oh Father God, and that love, oh Father God, which would take its rightful and perfect place, oh Father God, in our intentional thoughts, oh Father God, that we may project upon others, oh Father God, that may that it be a measured by love and only love, oh Father God. And exhibiting you, O Father God, the Christ-like nature, O Father God, that you have placed within us, O Father God, to exhibit out, O Father God, and to the world, O Father God. So we thank you and honor you, O Father God, for what you're doing, O Father God, in the lives of your people, O Father God. We thank you, O Father God, that you are renewing our minds, O Father God, in this season, O Father God. Oh, we thank you, O Father God, that you are preparing us, O Father God, and giving us individual insight and discernment, O Father God, for the territorial authority that you have given us, O Father God, and our community, and our family, and first of all, in our personal and inward life, O Father God, and the vessel, O Father God, that carries, O Father God, the spirit, O Father God, and the authority, O Father God, and all that there is, that you have given us to overcome the enemy, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for giving us those abilities and powers, oh Father God, because it was given to us, oh Father God, because of what Christ did upon Calvary, oh Father God. Yeah, we love you, oh Father God. We can't love you enough, oh Father God, because your things, because those things you've done, oh Father God, for the people that you love, which is us, oh Father God. Oh Lord, we thank you, oh Father God, for what you're doing again, oh Father God, in the lives of the people, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, even for preparing your children's hearts this morning, oh, for the word that they're going to hear through the ear gates, oh Father God, and receive it within their heart. And when it's falling upon their heart, Father God, that the prayer and the prayer that it will fall upon good ground, oh Father God, and be fertilized, oh Father God, and all that they have within them, oh Father God, to do the will and the work of you that you have set before them in the desires of their heart, oh Father God, that is according to your will. Because you say you would give us the desires of our heart, oh Father God. But let our heart not be troubled, oh Father God, because our desires, oh Father God, may come in conflict, oh Father God, with the desires that we may have. Oh, but we thank you for your cleansing power, oh Father God, because you have given us the ability, oh Father God, to detect, oh Father God, the sort of deceit of the enemy, oh Father God, that is even within us, oh Father God. Oh, but we thank you for cleansing out our temples, oh Father God, and for rooting out the enemy, oh Father God, within us, oh Father God, just as you did, oh Father God. They threw out all of the things that was in your temple, oh Father God, that was causing havoc and dissension, and they was using your temple for unjust means, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, that you are correcting those things within us. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your love that you have toward us, because you said in your word, oh Father God, that you chastise those whom you love, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for loving us that much. And giving us the understanding that we can love others in that same way, oh Father God, even through chastising the oh Father God outwardly, and even for the chastisement that we may go through inwardly and personally, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh Father God, that we will perceive and understand those things that we are going through, oh Father God, because you are strengthening us in those areas that we may have been weak in, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you again, oh Father God, for the armor, oh Father God, of your word, oh Father God, that is able to go before us, oh Father God, that we pray, oh Father God, before we venture out and do those things, oh Father God, because you have taught us, oh Father God, not to do things ignorantly, oh Father God, but you have given us prestigious ways of doing things here, oh Father God, and the things that we are going to encounter, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that we have the ear to hear your voice and your instructions and voice alone, oh Father God, that we will not be tossed to and fro, oh Father God, about the upcoming events, oh Father God, that is going on, that is about to encamp the world, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, that we shall not be moved, oh Father God, by the things, oh Father God, that is going on in the world. But we will stand, oh Father God, fast, oh Father God, in the authority of your word, and decreeing and declaring, oh Father God, that your will be done, oh Father God, because you said, oh Father God, again, oh Father God, thy kingdom come here upon earth as it is in heaven. So the way and the things that the Lord has exposed heaven's ability to you, we thank you, Father God, for using our imagination, oh, Father God, to see those things being manifested here upon the earth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Father God, we even thank you for even strengthening our bodies, oh, Father God, the physical ailments that we may have had, and all of those things, oh, Father God, that the enemy they have placed in medicine that we are taking, that some are taking right now, oh, Father God, the negative effects that it would have upon the body would not have any negative effects upon their body. It would do, oh, Father God, the positive things, oh, Father God, that is being spoken and said for it to do, but we will not receive the negative things that it said that medicine will do. Because eventually, oh, Father, you are our medicine, and we will not be able, oh, Father God, and will not, oh, Father God, be able, oh, Father God, to have any, oh, Father God, foreign or objects, medicines in our body, O Father God, because your word, O Father God, your spoken, your word, your thought, O Father God, will, O Father God, start the process, O Father God, of going throughout our entire temple, O Father God, to heal and to set our bodies free from all the impurities, O Father God, and the things that we may have taken in that help the enemy destroy our bodies and our temple, O Father God, and come dependent of the unnatural things, O Father God. But we are becoming dependent upon the natural things, O Father God, that you have created, O Father God, in this world for us to live on, O Father God, and the things that we should be abiding by. Oh, Father God, we thank you for bringing those things to remembrance. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your great love. We thank you for strengthening and healing your ministers that minister the word unto the ear gates of your people. Oh, Father God, and we declare and declare again that it will fall upon good ground. Oh, Father God, and yet you would reveal and give the revelation to the understanding of your word in the season that we are all living in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the spirit of the Lord. Renewing is going throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for blessing, oh, Father God, and healing, oh, Father God, the people that is on the line, and they may have people that is going through a physical ailment or maybe going through a certain type of distortion, oh, Father God. Father God, I decree and declare, oh, Father God, that they will carry that big family friend may need, oh, Father God, without any words spoken, oh, Father God, because we are conduits, oh, Father God. We are vessels, oh, Father God, for you to work through here upon the earth, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for manifesting it now, oh, Father God, in the lives of your carriers, oh, Father God, so that they, oh, Father God, may be, oh, Father God, extensions of you, oh, Father God, in the lives of people, oh, Father God, that they may come in contact with or come across. Oh, Father God, and there may be a contact of healing, oh, Father God, of you, oh, Father God, in them, oh, Father God, and get understanding and inspired revelations, oh, Father God, on what you're doing in their lives, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for the manifestation of it. We thank you for strengthening us. We thank you for testimonies, oh, Father God. We thank you for healing. We thank you for the ability, oh, Father God, to hear, and to speak, oh, Father God, with the authority, oh, Father God, that you have given to us, oh, Father God, for what Christ did upon Calvary, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for blessing, oh, Father God, us again, oh, Father God, in the season and in times that we are in, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for the anointing, oh, Father God, that you are placing within each and every individual lives, oh, Father God, that anointing that is needed, oh, Father God, for them to overcome the things that and the challenges, oh, Father God, that they are facing, oh, Father God. You know, each and every one of us, some of us may need the Moses anointing. Some of us may need the Deborah anointing. Some of us may need the anointing of David. Some of us may need the anointing of Jabez, oh, Father God, but you know each and every one of us and what we need in this dispensation and time of our lives. And we thank you even now for dispensing that upon us, oh, Father God, through that great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whatever things are true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, and whatever is a good report, you know, if there be any virtue in it, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, say shalom.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries present
March Gladness.
Go big or don't go at all.
March 22nd through 24th, live at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois, under the direction of Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor.
This is going to be an epic event.
It kicks off Friday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. Get ready for Apostle Andre Taylor Sr. of A New Beginning Prayer and Outreach Ministry of Chicago. Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. Get ready for Apostle Beverly London from God Cares For You Ministry of Chicago. Sunday, March 24th at 11 a.m. It's Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. from Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries of Harvey, Illinois. This is going to be one for the ages. March Gladness. go big or don't go at all. For more information, please call 877-912-2027 or area code 708-825-1988 or log on to www.werestoreyou.org. March Gladness, March 22nd through 24th at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. Call and find out more information today, and we want to see you there.
I get desperate and I say like this, I say,
Lord, fix it for me. Anybody know that only God can do it? Oh, fix it for me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord, I have a problem that only you can solve. So, Lord, do it for me.
Can y'all play that for me?
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Top of the day to you. Hallelujah. And I want to welcome you today to a powerful prophetic experience, time and teaching, where the word of the Lord comes alive. Those of you who are joining us, come on, join us quickly. on this day. We bless the Lord for you, intercessors, prayer warriors, kingdom leaders, ministry gift. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you, you, and you on this day. And certainly there's a word from the Lord. As you're coming in, please share with others, those that are joining us on Blog Talk. Thank you so much, kingdom leaders and expository men and women of God that pray and continue to release oil into atmospheres on our behalf. I bless the Lord for you, and I certainly want you to know that this season is not a season I take lightly, the many duties and the responsibility for which you're carrying and you are handling on this day. So join us, and as you're joining us, you want to share with others, and I know that they will be blessed by the word of God and the things that the Lord are doing on this day. And I certainly honor what the Lord is doing and the things that the Lord is bringing to pass for each and every one of you all on this day, season, hour, and the dispensation for which we are in. Many people talk about dispensation, but do you really know what dispensation means to you, your life, your purpose, the mandate, the plan, the strategy for which God has for our life as a people? So come on in and join me at this time. Join me and share with those of you, your colleagues, that they may be blessed by the word of God on today. And it's surely a great pleasure to have you all with me on this season, hour, and dispensation. If you are a first timer and you're joining us for the very first time, please share with others that they may be blessed. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, write it on the screen. If something prophetically that I spoke over your life over the last 5 months, 6 months, 10 years, even 2 weeks, and the word of God came to pass, please let those that are following us know and share with others as well as you're coming on in. A kingdom leader, vessels, voices to the nation and to the world. We honor the Lord for you. And I thank God for all of the prophetic voices of those who operate in the fivefold ministry gift and those who are not operating in the fivefold ministry gift. I honor the Lord for your creativity of being part of fivefold ministry gift, but not have been laid hands on or selected as a fivefold ministry gift person. But we honor the Lord for what's in you. How many of you know that the gift of God and the calling of God comes to all of us, whether we repent for him or we carry him? That's the power of God. He doesn't take your gift away. He doesn't take your calling away. He doesn't take it away from you. He always allows that prophetic woman and prophetic man of God to operate in that gift. And the greater you operate in that gift, the greater you become to the lives of those that you connect with, you meet, and you become part of, whether ministry or whether layperson or kingdom leader in one way or another. So we honor the Lord for you, you, and you on today, and certainly we bless the Lord for you. All right, pray with me if you would. And when I begin to pray, I want you to, whatever it is that you are believing God for, your petition, your request, I'm going to stand with you concerning that particular area and that particular part of life that God would move on you, in you, and through you concerning it. So go ahead and put your prayer request up there, your petition up there. We are believing the Lord for you, you, and you on today. And we honor the Lord for all of our leaders, whether you're Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, City of Harvey, or Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, Lorraine Matthews Ministry, Montgomery, Alabama, and those of you who are partnering with us from whatever city, town, nation you are, and covenant partner with us, whatever nation, town, and city you're in, as well as virtue members who are distant but yet so close because of the communication that we have, either by messenger, Instagram, whether by a text message or an email. I definitely want you to know I don't take who you are lightly in spite of all that is going on. You are very important to me. You're important to the ministry. And you're important to the purpose for which we are in and the things that we are doing. So I bless the Lord for you, you and you on this day. And we give God praise, glory, and honor for you, man of God, woman of God, and people of God. Hallelujah. It is such an honor to have your connectedness. Hallelujah. Sensation. Hallelujah. All right, come on in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, as you're coming on in, let's go before the Lord in prayer, and I know you're going to be blessed. I'm going to give this real quick testimony, and then we're going to go into the word of the Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you right now for your word. Now, God, we decree and declare the word that Job spoke in 3:30 of John. He said, decrease, God, that you, the deity, may increase the more. And Father, I thank you right now for the power for which you're getting ready to release over the lives of your people even now in the name of Jesus. We speak to the eastern wind and we decree and declare that the wind will cease any demonic activity. We speak to the western wind and the southern wind and the northern wind, and we command those winds to move on behalf of the men and women of God on today in the name of Jesus. God, we direct our frequency into the plan of you, and we decree and declare that the angels of the living God that you said that you gave them charge over us will charge us today with a mandate that will change the trajectory of the land. Even now, in the name of Jesus, we bind up words that have been spoken, God, and we decree and declare that those words that are illegal, that have no power and authority over the encrypted systems of our body, God, because you said in your word in the book of Jeremiah 1:4, Jeremiah, I knew you. And the word there, when you said, I knew you, you specifically earmarked him through the spirit realm. You knew him as the creativity of your presence. And Father, we thank you for the framework of the painting for which you have examined through your word concerning Jeremiah. In the name of Jesus, Jeremiah named me, Yahweh is exalted and uplifted. And Father, we thank you for your word today. Now we come against trafficking spirits right now that will traffic through telecommunication and airways and etherways, and we bind them up in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you. We overrule thoughts that we went to sleep with, God, that would try to interfere with the purpose of the mandate on our life. And I thank you for it, and we give you praise and glory. And it is so. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God. All right, let's move into the word of the Lord God. On this week, people of God, most of you, you probably had not heard from me because I was in intensified health challenge. And I could just be with the people. Many things were affected me health-wise. Attack from every part of the body. The enemy had came in, but he did not have interest. So I was affected but not infected by the things that were coming in. Yet I was still praying and believing God for many of you. I had a very bad experience on last week. Someone gave me some tea, and still today the tea was piping hot. And my tongue was numb, still numb today from the tea. And then I was flying and went into different atmosphere, and it did something to my body, my immune system. So I was trying to gather myself. And as I was moving and talking to people, they're still trying to rest. Rest did not even work for me. It was so much intensity in the immune system that I was moving but yet not moving, going but yet not going. Have you ever been in your life where I try to tell people, if you're not in the will of God, you're just doing the works. So I was just doing the works and not the will, because I was just pressing through counseling and meeting the timetable that God has for our life. But yet, thank God for the Spirit of the Lord God that can pull you through I tell you, your body is a divine messenger. The kidneys will tell you all of the details of your body. It'll speak to you, and it will give you all of the results. Just don't go beyond the results of your body. Let your body speak to you, and it will bless you. All right, let's move into the Word of God from the book of Matthew, chapter 4. Matthew, chapter 4, verses number 1. I want to talk today from this place in Matthew, chapter 4, the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 4. I love to teach the Word of God before I move into the preached Word of God. Most people need information more now than inspiration later on or through the message. This message today is one that I believe will be not only life-changing for you, but it will be life-moving and life-shaking for you on this day. And I woke up this morning because I sleep lightly. I was up throughout the night, so I sleep very lightly. And the Lord began to speak to my spirit. And he spoke to my spirit very clearly about my destiny and the destiny of many people. Now, all week long, the devil been talking to the thoughts in the mind. I'm telling you, he's talking. And if he ain't talked to you, then you just lied to yourself. But he's been really talking. But God been really releasing. The more the enemy talks, the more God released. And the enemy will tell you you're going to die. The enemy will tell you you ain't going nowhere. The enemy will tell you you're going backwards and you're going, and you when you're going forward, he'll pull out every stop. How many know that when you start walking in the power of God, the old term people use, the buck stop here? Well, I tell you, the sound stop here. Because the enemy will not be able to stop us from what we're getting ready to do and what's getting ready to be released to many of us. Matthew's is part of what we call the synoptic books of the Bible, Matthew's, Mark, Luke, and John. And these books, after the what we call Old Testament, theologically, the scholars and the writers said Matthew, Mark, and Luke were New Testament. Well, I like to put it like this in terms of or the theological writing or scholars or the theologians' perspective. Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered still Old Testament. When Jesus came on the scene, or Yeshua, it was the establishment of the Spirit overruling the law or the letter. Jesus never did away with anything that God did. What he did is he went through it and fulfilled it. So what the letter limits you to based upon the sin, Jesus fulfilled it through based upon his obedience. And then his grace saturated and gave us victory in our mind. Because most people, when the enemy speaks to the mind concerning a issue, then all he needs is to give you an opportunity. And when the opportunity comes in, then he can defeat you. Amen. He can defeat you. And what he does is he creates the thought, and then he needs a person or an opportunity to come together. Then sin entered in. That's why you have to resist the devil, and he will flee. If you resist him, he will flee. And that doesn't mean he quit. He'll just flee. Because you conquered the thought and overcame what could have been sin. Now, here's the problem with most of us. When we think of something, the enemy tell you, well, you thought of it, you might as well do it. So he needs you to violate what the law said will destroy you, or what the law said you will be killed when you have done it. So grace kicks in and tells you that his presence is sufficient for you. When the enemy comes in, then God says, like a flood, God will raise up a standard, like a flood. He will drown that presence or that force. That's why you hear the word, when the enemy comes in, the word of God said, like a flood. Now that means that when the forces of the NI of you enter into your thoughts, God will raise up your presence in you, because your body is 80% water. He'll raise up your presence like a flood. He'll drown the thought. He'll drown the thought. And the enemy have no power to resist, because enemy understand frequency, water waves. When you hear the word marine realm, what you hear is you hear the presence of water, marine. So the forces really is frequency or waves. Satan works through waves. And so the marine realm then send a signature to you to try to cause you to move out of the presence of who you are in God. You have the power over the force of the hand of the enemy. So when you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they're synoptic, written by his disciples, who later on wrote, some who wrote 150 years, 60 years after the death of Jesus. So Matthew, Mark, and Luke are synoptic. What they do is give common view of his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection, common view. But miraculously, it's through the power that was given to him that he had authority over life, death, burial, and resurrect. God will resurrect you through the power for which you have in him and through him, the resurrecting power of the Lord God. And so Matthew's were written for Jews, Mark, Gentile. Now, Gentile, that word actually meant nation before it was translated into the word of God, a Gentile, engrafted, or others that were in. We were never exiled out of his word. It was just disobedience that took genealogies out of certain places. Because in Old Testament, when a family or a particular tribe disobeyed, God would kill the entire family, tribe. So there was no genealogy to that. But as transitional time came, there were bloodlines that were still connected to the lifeline of the word or the people. So God understood the tribal plan. Even in Matthew's, or even in Genesis 11, he scattered the people. What he did is he scattered the people and changed the language. What the enemy does is when God scattered the people and changed the language, we thought that people of other language was not of our kind, that this was a language change, but the genealogy was the same. So the enemy always played on culture when we need to understand its language changes. That's why most believers in the world don't understand that denomination is based upon a language change by a church or organization. It doesn't change the connection of the genealogy. Stay with me today, I'm telling you. The enemy tried to stop me, but we're going to go to the mountain today. So what you deal with is people who think you have changed. No, the language changed. So God had to send his son through 42 generations to create the actual genealogy of what he's spoken from the beginning of time. So my relationship with you is not out of place because of your denomination. My relationship with you is out of place because I don't understand the genealogy of the spiritual dimension in the language from which you've been taught, learned. That's why people invest in changing the language or changing rules, laws. If you ever come to the understanding of something, then they change the rules. When you come to a greater place, they change the rules. You make more money, they change the rules. They put taxation without representation. God is taxation with manifestation. The more I bring you into the presence of me, the more I give you knowledge. And so Matthew, Mark, and Luke opens you up to understand how the plan of God was. You have to really understand Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John. It must be revealed to you the what's in these particular four books of the Bible. They're encrypted. They're encrypted in sacred codes. So to understand it, you have to be in a sacred place for God to reveal to you the secrets of the writers who wrote it from their theological presentation or from the scholars who wrote those words and took it from either Phoenician language, Latin, Greek languages, or Semitic language, or the hieroglyphic language, or they took them from the Moors, who are the original geographical writing of the continent, because Africa was not considered Africa at that time. Africa became Africa based upon Afghanistan or Emperor Afghanistan, who changed the country to Africa after his daughter. You have to understand, when you don't know your historicity, men will give you etymology of how a thing works. But when you tap into the plan of God, then everything becomes live to your life to understand who you are and what you are. God spend more time dealing with your identity while you spend more time listening to people's identity towards you or what they told you your identity was. Many people told me who I was, and then I lost who I was in God. You know how you move in God and God will use you in a supernatural way and you flow in the supernatural things of God, and then you may join an organization and they said to become part of this organization, you have to follow these rules. And you follow these rules, but because your self-esteem has been limited because your creativity of wanting to be in their audience makes you give up your identity, and you give up your identity to be part of their team or their plan or their creativity, you lose something. And once you lose something, then you lose what God is saying to you as it relates to what he wants to reveal to you from the mysterious of him. And the mysterious of him takes you outside of cognitive. So they say, God is not using apostles. God is not using prophets. Then some say God is not using apostles, but God is using bishopric. Then we have to argue or go home and think in our mind, well, God ain't using apostles, then God can't use me. What you decided to do is you let somebody define you by a title and you lose out on the creativity of your spirit. So what Jesus did, he came back and gave a spirit, what law took from us, because someone give you rules over the nature of a matter, you lose yourself, and now you don't know who you are in God because someone told you you were not a prophet. So when God revealed to you the mysterious or the secret or the phenomena, you give in and say, well, the Lord ain't using it. I don't know how he's revealing it to me. And you sit there and allow somebody to bully greatness and cause you to lose out on the great power for which God wants to reveal. So Jesus never taught people to believe in him. He taught people to believe in the message. It was the message he gave, because every time they spoke of him, he spoke of me. As a matter of fact, when the rich man came to Jesus, what did he say? He said, good master. He said, nobody's good. No one. So he explained to him that, look, no one's good. He said, the message I'm giving you is the message. Follow the message. If you follow the message of the Lord, your whole life will change. You got to follow the message. The message of God will open you up to greater things than you ever thought. and his message was to lead you and guide you to all truth. His message was the connection of his love for the Father and the Father love for the Son. That's when you get the Son shining on you and the power and the glory and the opportunity to understand who you are in him and through him, the mysterious of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, identity. I want to bring you to understand the identity of God. Matthew 4:1, let's read here. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterwards, 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards and hunger, afterward and hunger. So afterward, he will hunger. And when the tempter came to him, here's what he said, if thou be the Son of God. Now, if you're connected to his presence, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Command these stones to be made bread. What stone? What's coming out of his heart? Command the stones to be made bread. You have to understand the enemy is a stone cold-blooded spirit. Command these stones to be made bread. But he answered, he now takes them to the genealogy. It is written, man, now he let the devil know that what's in him, that mankind will not work. I'm breaking a revelation down so you can understand this particular verse. He said, but it's written, man, shall not live by bread. Now, I'm changing because what Satan was dealing with and Jesus was dealing with, he was led up in the spirit. This is the spirit world. He's in the spirit world. He was led up of the spirit into the spiritual dimension of wilderness, over the wilderness. That's where you understand the pan goddess or pandemic came from the word pan goddess. If you study pan goddess, this is the goddess over nature, wilderness, the pan goddess. So from the word pan goddess, you get pandemic. I can create an epidemic and from a pan goddess, wilder, bewildering you, confusing you. Wow. You people that are dealing with wild, W-I-L-D, not wow. Wow. So you're being bewildered. He said, men should not live by bread alone, but by every word now that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He took them back to the genealogy. When the Father said, let us make man, he took them back to that place. So before words was, it was God. Before sentence was, it was God. Before God spoke it, it was already him. He was what he was. He was the beginning of all things. There was nothing before him, after him, and nothing would come at any other place in him. You have to understand the word. He said, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So he spoke to him from the beginning. So he let him know from the beginning, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth, the spiritual thing of God, the pneuma of God, the paraclete of God, the word of God. Then the devil taketh him, here's what he, taken up into the holy city. He now brings him into a spiritual estate. He deals with the natural man. Now you're going from the natural. He takes him up to a spiritual dimension. This spiritual dimension he takes him into, it brings you into the set or the semantic of you, the spiritual state of you. Okay, I can't fool you in the natural. Let me bring you on the ground for which you're familiar with, your spiritual nature of God. Then he said he take him into the holy city. Now, if he takes him into the holy city, he takes him into the holistic, the wholeness of him, wholeness of his estate. And he sitteth him. Now, here's where it's pivotal. He sitteth him on the pinnacle of the temple, the highest peak of the brain. He sits him up at the highest peak of the brain, the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be. Now he takes him into the if thou be. That's why in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 1, Elijah said about, he tells the Lord for which the king leans on. He said, tomorrow about this time will a shackle of flour be sold in a gate and two shackles of barley. I'm giving you illustration and demonstration through the word. He says to them, so the Lord said, if. Now, so Satan knows how to play on language too. He said, if thou be. Notice, Jesus already told him, it is written. So the enemy would think, if it's written, if, let me see. Let me see. I want to tempt you. Let me see. Let me see if you who you are, if it is who it is. If thou be the Son of God, then cast thyself down, for it is written. Now, he should give angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they should bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy feet against what? The stone. So he takes them again and deal with the stone. He deals with the tribe. He deals with the original. He deals with the plan. He said, if thou be. Now, when Elijah told the Lord for which the king leans on, he said, if this thing would be. I never said if. I gave you specific detail about this time tomorrow. It would happen. The word of the Lord God is plain. It shall be what it's going to be. It shall demonstrate its word, because there's no if to God. God don't work on if. God does. He works on his promises or his covenant. When God speaks, he speaks specifically, and everything God speaks to is before. You'll get it in the future, but it was always before. And what God said, I am the beginning of it, and I'm the end. The end is the result of everything he said when he spoke it from the beginning. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. I'm not concerned about the natural man. I'm concerned about the spiritual man. And I bring you to understand the spiritual man in the spirit world. We invest too much in the natural, and the natural things get us caught up and miss the spiritual things of God for our life. And I want to bring you to understand what the Lord is saying to some of us right now today, this very day, this very hour that you're in, this very moment. Most of us right now in our life, our biggest battle is because we let somebody in the natural state interfere with the spiritual persona of us. We're dealing with stuff in our life at this very moment was based upon somebody who said, if you are who you say you are, if you are who you, you know what the enemy does? He challenged the nature of your matter. So matter, you understand the word matter, universe, matter. He challenged the matters of the universe in you. And then you fall for the matters and you give up the plan of a spiritual dimension. When you give up that place, you gave it up to a matter. And someone ruled your matter or your dimension in the spirit world. So you find yourself trying to get back to the place and try to fulfill the matter in your life. How many times have you went around that bedroom, that house, that neighborhood, that church, those people, and you're waiting for them to change? And then you say, as a matter of fact, there it is. Now you went into a matter of fact because you went from truth to then predict fact. Because when truth shows up, fact has no more power. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do this. Now, you challenging somebody who had a control over your matter. Jesus never gave Satan a dimension in the present. So as a matter of plan, Satan can't win because of the presence and the glory of within the nature or within the spiritual world that overrules the nature of a matter. Then you get into the wilderness. Wow, thing. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So he tells them, he takes them to the pinnacle. Here's the pinnacle, the highest level of the thought of the mind, to the pinnacle of the spiritual thing. Now that's the unconscious level of your moral place. He takes you to a moral climate and seated him on the pinnacle. That's why the word of God says we are seated in heavenly places. That's a spiritual dimension. You are seated in a heavenly dimension. You are seated. So Satan went to the seat of the heavenly dimension of Jesus in the spirit world. And he did what he said. And said unto, if thou be the Son of God. Now I'm taking you out of your sonship or your spiritual dimension where you are gods to God. I am bringing you to that place. Then cast thyself down. In other words, go low. Cast thyself down. In other words, come down here. Come down here. I remember some time ago, back in the day, if you moved out of your neighborhood or you moved out of your out of where you were, then you gave room to a person to take you out of your environment. He said, come out of your environment. If you come out of your environment, then let me show you something. God will protect you. Come on out of your environment. If you come on out of that environment. Come out of where you are and in the Lord. You got a whole bunch of religious people telling them, well, you're going to make me lose my religion. Some of you really need to lose those religions. You've been following stuff that your mother been doing, your cousin been doing, your great auntie been doing, all of these things, and you can't even tell them where it came from. But I'm a lose my religion. Some of you need to throw away that religion, those rituals, and you get into the righteousness of God. So he said, it is written, he shall give angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy feet against what? The stone, the very word of God, the stones of God, the tablets of God, the presence of God, the dimension of God, the stone, what God already written, it was sealed already. It's done. The stone, dash your feet against it. Then Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. See, but the enemy don't tell you it's in the presence of who you are. God is in you. There's a dimension that you tap in when you become just like him. When you become just like him, then the enemy tips that dimension. He knows it because what he did, he wanted to exalt himself against the Most High. He wanted to exalt himself so he could not do it. So he'll use it on you. That place that you are in God, he makes you question the validity of the God inside you. If you walk, breathe in the moral principles of God, that's a spiritual estate where demon spirits have to come to you. That's why Satan had to come to Jesus. When you walk in that place, demons come to you. They'll have to ask your permission about things you're doing. And that's when you transcend what ability in the spirit world. Can I transcend? Absolutely, you can transcend. You can move beyond the normal ability. How come you can't transcend? When you already talk about witches and warlocks, what do? They transcend in the spirit. They go into the spirit world. How is it that enemies can put spells on you, witchcraft and spirits? When people transcend, you give them access to that matter. And then you open it up to the people. You got to be very careful who you allow to connect to your frequency. Somebody can come into you and give you a word. Then they attach to your frequency. And then you pick up the word in that frequency. And when you pick up that word in that frequency, then they have access to your code in your system, your data. God call it a gene. The world call it data. God call it the gene. I open you up to Adam, and in the Adam, I give you everything you need to reveal who you will be concerning the neurological systems of your brain. Everything is in you. I've given it to you. So while they're trying to teach you false information, your body is a divine messenger. It'll pick it up, and it won't bear witness to it. But because they came in the name of a title or religion, you said, well, she's the man of God or he's the man of God. It makes no difference who it is. We all are part of God, but are we in his spiritual dimension or who we are? There could be some people in life can give you prediction, and some people are perdition. Perdition was perdition was connected more to the devil and his demon world. That's why you had Judas was the son of perdition. Jesus was the son of prediction. He came to predict things and predestine. Judas was perdition to lead you away from God, per the plan of God, so you will miss what God is saying. Be careful who comes in your life and speaks against your predestination, prediction. Everything Jesus did would lead you to predestination or predestination in God. Foretell and foretell of the future in your past. You're not coming into something from your past. It's already done. You just coming into what's already done. It's sealed from the place. So he says here to him, least at any time thou dash thy feet against the stone. Jesus said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God in you. He's in you. The presence of God in you. So what's in you is a spiritual dimension of oneness towards God. Jesus stayed in the realm or the spiritual dimension of God. He became the presence of God in human experiences. Because the moment a man takes on human experience, he now understands mankind through his spiritual thought process. You're all spirit. But when you open up to natural, then man entered in. That's when you get mankind, the nature of a man, the nature of the woman now entered in. So he tells them to him, the temple, the pivotal part of you. That's why when you hear Jews talk about it, they talk about where they go to worship is the temple. And you think it's a building. But it is a building, but it's the high peak of the mind, the temple. Where we worship at is a church. A church is a divine structure of a building that locates you. Now, a kingdom covers temple. It covers the building, but it covers a presence. Kingdom. When he talked about the kingdom, he talked about the part of the mind and the brain that they sold you in 2021. And 2020 and 2019, Corona, key, that's the area that carries every substratum of the neurological system that covers the light that opens you up to the pineal gland, opens you up to the cellular system, open you up to the neural, open you up to the molecules inside you, which open you up to the eye of God, to the single presence of God, to bring you into being just like him in totality. Jesus never told you to follow him. He said, follow the message. He talked about the message, the messenger of the kingdom. He brought you into the messenger. When you follow the messenger of the kingdom, then you follow the word that revealed to you the revelation of him. You become just like him in totality of everything. That's why there are certain people in the world that understand the oneness of God, the oneness of God. When you walk in the oneness of God, you walk in the wonders of God. That's why people are fighting, they're battling over, you have people, Trinitarian, tripod. There's no tri in God. There's oneness in God. There's not a God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's one. He's one in deity. That's what the Catholic Church gave you, the Pope. Then he gave you the priest. Then he gave you their presence. When you walk in God, you're one with him. You're one in totality. presence of God, when you become one with God, he wants you to be one with him in essence, in totality of who you are in God. I don't argue with nobody over a theological presentation of three. God is one. He wants to bring you into who you are in him, the divine presence. You got to tap into the divine will of God. Study before you come to the pulpit. Study before you come around me. Study so you can understand who you are in God. You want to become one with God. And when you become one with the Father, you become one in every area of your life. I remember back in 2010 when I was dying. My heart was operating at 12 to 18, 12%, 8 to 12%. That's my heart. I was dying and almost at death, sick, walking pneumonia, almost dead. That was 2010. And my body was shutting down on me. See, some of y'all don't even know. There's a whole lot of stuff I can tell you. And my body is a divine messenger. When I start tapping into the presence of God, God start regenerating me. Why? Because I went into the presence and he start revealing to me. You know why my heart was having problems? Because I was heartbroken. I was going through some things in the marriage at that time. And I was heartbroken. So everything that I made a God in my life start taking the God away. Some of y'all need to catch this revelation. When you start making God stuff gods in your life, it starts stealing the God from your life. That's chapter 12 of the book that I got called Love the Unfinished Chapter. I talk about that love have no divorce. In that book, I break down the power of what you make God. When you make something a God, then you lower your standard of God and you move out of the presence of God. Let me finish teaching here so we can go on to the mountain today. So you have to understand the power of who you are and the glory of who you are. Anybody that break rank with the God that you serve, you got to release it. Anything that will make you backslide, let it go. You listening to all of this foolishness and buffoonery from people that try to keep you from getting to this presence in God and that relationship to God. I'm not taking anything away from my other brothers and sisters or whatever they want to do. That's them. I'm just telling you. I'm just teaching you from this perspective so you can really understand oneness with God. People do not want to become one with God. To become one with him is to become full of him, the fullness of God. And the fullness of God is joy. When you walk in the fullness of God, even though this week I was sick and my body was going through, I stayed full in God. And you have to stay in that place of God so he can reveal things to you in your body. Now, here's the next, verse 8. And again, the devil taking him to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him the kingdom of the world. Now, this is another spiritual dimension. He takes him, he takes him from outside. He takes him from the mind to a view. To the mountain, to the view. He lets him see outside with his natural eye in the spirit world. Then Jesus, here's what he said, and again the devil taketh him, what? To an exceedingly high dimension. Now I took you to the temple. Now I take you outside to the place of glory. Here's what he said. And he taketh him into an exceedingly high mountain and show him the kingdom of the world. In the glory, now I mess with the gene that lights up the universal power to move. I want your glory, the light inside you. You know that gene that opens up inside the transcending state. You get in the presence of God. He opens you up to the light that lighted him, the lights of God. He takes them into the world and shows them the light. So what Jesus does is the temple and the lights inside of him. He challenged him and said, now, take these lights in you. Take these things in your kingdom and let me show you the glory of them. And I will show you them. And he says unto them, all these things will I give to thee if thou would do what? Fall down and worship me. Here's how he does it. But this is This is for some of you so you can understand our spiritual dimension in the kingdom of God. Now, if you ever watch people who bow down to somebody, that means the highest peak of the brain, you give me your words and let me rule. That's why you have people bowing to folks, because he said, I'm coming subject to your kingdom. Bow down and worship. So when he bows down, he opens himself up to that dimension. He said, bow down. Give me your words that I shift to your spiritual dimension. Give me your words and shift them to me. Give me access to what's in you that keeps you at the highest peak of the temple and that keeps you in the transcending ability of the Adam, the G, and the part of the neurological system that's the lifeline of the cells. Give me that. And then what I'll do is I'll give you what? I'll give you all that you need. Here's what he said. He said, then said, and the devil taketh him to the exceedingly high mountain and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things would I give thee if thou would do. Fall down and do what? Worship me. When you worship something, people don't understand. Worship is deeper than coming to a church and start singing. You're singing and praising. Worship requires a presence because your words now are connected to the presence of God. That's why to worship him, you have to be free. To worship you, you have to have a presence because your words move through the shifting systems of your body. They have to shift back and forth. Worship him. Then you worship him in spirit. That's what he told the woman at the well. They that worship me must worship me in spirit. You can cuss somebody out, but you cannot. Watch this. There are many people that can cuss me out, but you can't curse me out because I'm a cure, because I never let anything have access to my call. So I pause your cussing spirit. And I walk in the power of his presence. I'm a cure. You can't kill a cure. A cure can deliver because a cure is a solution. I'm a solution. The devil don't mess with anybody that's a solution. He doesn't mess with anybody that's a solution. Let me shift this. The devil can't stop anybody that's a solution. He messes with you. He can't stop you. Because you're a solution. You're a solution to the world. He'll mess with other demons, other people. Well, why he going to mess with that person over there? You're a solution. You have the answer. Listen, you are far greater than you ever imagined. Even if you're in the world and you ain't saved, the devil is constantly coming against what's inside you that's great. There's some people say, man, I ain't even saved, and the devil's still messing with you. You know why? Because he wants to break you down to the place where he can totally rule, and then he can control, and he can conquer the state of ever wanting to have a relationship with the God inside you. Here's what he said here in this particular verse. And again, the devil taketh him to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And said unto them, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt do what? Fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only will I serve. He already had access. When you already have access to God and those things of God, Satan wants them. So he comes up what? In the spirit world. He tempts the spirit world. I was telling some preachers and colleagues the other day while I was teaching by invitation to an event, even though I was dealing with infirmities in my body, I made some shift. And I start telling the preachers in the audience and these great men, I was sharing with them. I said, look, our fight is not the world. Our fight is among you all. You all are fighting. Everything you see is contradictory. We have arrogant men sitting here. Oh, they I hate to shake them. Don't invite me somewhere and think I'm not going to say. You got arrogant men here. You got, look at those half of them. Y'all got your knees. You got your feet folded over. All the men sitting there like they got their, I say, y'all got your hands folded over. Y'all should be in a state of, in the presence. That's arrogant. You sitting here, you invited me, so I'm going to speak anyway. You ain't fighting the world. It's right among you. You're here competing. You ain't here to bring healing and restoration to the other men of God here. You here to see what you can get. I said, we're here. I'm here to tell you, our fight is not the world. Our fight is within this ranking of you all. It's in-house fighting. It's battle. It's competition. You try to pick up this person and pick up that person. The battle is not the world. The battle is what? The word. And you all don't have the word. So what you do is you take the word and put the L in and bring the world into the world. You got worldly people in here trying to use the word, and you won't even work with the word. You won't even work with another brother to have the word because we're too busy competing over the word. So we bring the world into the word, and then we say we need the world to make the word work. No, we need the word to be revealed. Jesus never brought you to him. It's about the message. We brought the message of the kingdom of God. And the message of the kingdom of God is the word. Then everybody start uncrossing their legs. You should have had your legs crossed anyway. You ain't even at the crossroads. Why? Because we're bringing the word to the people. Here you are. You in a meeting here, a mind. We all need each other. Pastors need each other. Preachers need each other. Preacher workers, we all need each other. Pastors right now need each other more than ever. Preachers need it. Bishops need each other. Apostles need each other. We all need each other. But we're trying to hold on and maintain to people who we really don't know anyway. We need each other. The friendly fire is among each other. You show me, and I was talking to some of my colleagues in a meeting. I'm done right here with this verse. Let me finish it up. Let me finish it up. Verse 10. Then Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only would I serve. Now here's verse number 11. He said, then the devil leaveth him, and behold, the angels came to do what? Minister unto him. We're moving into a spiritual dimension of the presence of God. Can I throw my topic on it? I didn't give you all my topic today. Well, let me throw my topic on you. The Lord said, tell them, prepare for the season of the clean sweep. We're going to enter to a season of a clean sweep. Write that down on the screen there. I'm getting ready to enter a season of a clean sweep. You know why? Because every time God is getting ready to move over me, the enemy attacks my body. He attacks my immune system. He attacks my health. He comes against me with every area, whether it's the cardiology, the thoughts of mind, the overwhelming. You're in a season. Get ready, man of God, woman of God. You're in a season of a clean sweep. God is getting ready to give us a clean sweep. He's moving over some of us right now. Some of us this month going into April, it's going to be a clean sweep. Stuff you didn't think was going to be open up, you in a clean sweep. The devil has to leave you for that season. Why? Because you came through that spiritual dimension. You came out of it. You came out of that place of where you were at. You're not concerned about materialistic stuff. That don't hold value anymore in my life. I'm not interested in it. I'm in a season of a clean sweep. Look at somebody say, I'm in a season of a clean sweep. Clean sweep. Clean sweep. Let's go over to John. God, now we're going to preach this thing. Look at somebody say, he getting ready to preach now. He getting ready to preach. Go ahead and share somebody. Go ahead and share with somebody. You're in the season of a clean sweep. In the word of the Lord God, John chapter 15, verses number 30, he said, hereafter, I will not talk much with you. Now listen to this. Jesus said, listen to what Jesus said here. Hallelujah. This is going to bless you. And verse 20, John chapter 15, and verse number 28, ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and I come again unto you. If ye love me, ye shall rejoice because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Why? Why? In this season of a clean sweep, everything's about to come to pass. See, that's why folks are trying to stop me. They're trying to stop me at every level. Look at the United States government. Look at all of the things they do. They try trying to stop me. But you know why? Because things are coming to pass in people's lives. Things are happening globally. You're getting ready to watch the whole Vatican City shift. It's getting ready to move like never before. You get ready to watch the Pope have his farewell season. He fell down, but he won't get up this season. You watching what's going to happen over in Israel. This is not real. All of this is in a clean sweep. Look at what's happened. The United States government is trying to get Israel to stop all of the massacres going over there. But y'all gave him a gun. Why? Because now you got a man out of order. Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is out of order over there. Everything is happening. We in a season of a clean sweep. You know what? Because everything is coming to pass now. I'm fulfilling everything I spoke to the world. I'm showing the world that my prophetic voice in the land is speaking. I'm not concerned about a man yelling there's no prophet. I'm not concerned about that, sir. Bless your heart. I'm not concerned about a woman or a man says there's no apostle. I'm not concerned about that, sir. I serve in a spiritual dimension in the earth realm. I don't have to have the title. I have the ranking order to operate as an official of the kingdom of God. I have diplomatic power to speak to demons and speak to forces and speak to spirits and tell them what thus says the Lord. I'm not concerned about your platform. I can move in the kingdom of God. I can flow in a spiritual dimension. Folks will be set free because I believe that God is moving in the land. It's coming to pass. So Jesus said that you may believe the word of God. If the government believes what I say, do you think I'm concerned about your little building, your little organization? Your organization has nothing over the government of God. I'm an official of the kingdom of God. I speak from eternity. I can release in humanity. I can speak on his deity. I can release the demons from the earth realm because I got power in the spirit world. I'm moving slow in the things of God. I don't worry about words. I am the word of God. I am encrypted in the code, solidified by eternity. Can talk to geography. Speak to humanity, go into eternity, come back and release the glory of God and still live in a world called insanity because I can move in the presence and the power of God. Oh, glory. Y'all praying for me? Keep praying for me. Keep praying for me. It's coming out of me. It's coming out. Look at somebody say it's coming out. You in the season of a clean sweep. It's coming out of you because of who you are. How you don't like me, but you copying after everything I said. You going over to TikTok and taking the 40 seconds that I gave over here on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, and you run over there and go to TikTok because you tick it. Why? Because you're releasing the word of God to the people. What did Jesus say? What did he say? None of his words shall fall to the ground because it's revealing the truth to the world. Let me go on down here. Let me read on down. Read on down. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it comes to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and have nothing in who? Me. He hath nothing in me. But the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave commandment, even so I do. Arise. Let's go hence right now because things are changing all around us. He's bringing you to the massive breakthrough in your life, in your season. He's open. I'm bringing you to understand how I'm bringing you out of everything that the enemy designed for your life because of the glory and the presence of what you are. So I can prophesy accurately to your life. I can speak spiritual dimensions because I have access to the pen guidance. Now you keep going to the pandemic spirit realm. You keep going. People going backwards and going backwards when God said move forward with full authority. When the spirit realm is open unto you, we're in an open spiritual dimension. Things are being revealed to so many people. The world is even seeing the spiritual dimension. They don't even understand it because they have not came connected to the prophetic voice that will bring them out of. That's why we got ex-world people, ex. Everything that's at right now, we become the present in the future because of the spiritual realm of God that's opened up to all of us. It ain't just limited to your crowd, your people. It's opening up to the world, everything that's needed. because I'm bringing everything that you have access to it. I'm giving my people access now to things. You are so busy. My people are just so busy. They're too busy worried about the care, the problem, the issue, the betrayal. I can handle your care, your issue, your betrayal. I can handle your financial portal. I can bring you through those things. If I gave you those things now, you wouldn't even know what to do with it because it would be too much. I want to give you all that you need so you can have access to all that you want in the spirit realm. So Jesus now speaks to that spiritual dimension and opened him up to more than enough. I shake it. I'm shaking things off of the people. I'm shaking you out of that place. I'm bringing you out of that. You've been thinking about that broken relationship for years. I can't even do what I need to do for you for now. You've been thinking about how that church hurt you for years. I'm bringing you into the kingdom of God. Go ahead and weep over that. Get done. Finish it up. Because where I'm taking you, you've been letting people control your life too long. You let people hold you bound too long. You've been listening to advisors that are speaking to your club. That's what Paul called it, members. You got to shut that stuff down because so many of us right now, God have you at a place right now where I'm taking you to a place that I'm opening you up to the greater. Prepare for the season of the clean sweep. I'm not leaving anybody behind. If you're connected to me, we're going together. If you're riding, let's ride. This is a season of a clean sweep because I'm bringing the people out. A clean sweep. I'm bringing you through that season. You don't have to keep going back to the same old house, the same old place, the same old partner, the same old this. It's time for a clean sweep. Let's do with haste. Let's do this thing because it's a season of a clean sweep. Bringing you out to things you didn't even know you were dealing with because it's the timing now. It's a clean sweep. Everything is moving in our behalf. You ain't seen nothing yet. I was sharing, even with the men, I was sharing pastors and apostles, I was sharing with these men. I said, if you all look at the map of last month when AT&T dropped all the cell systems in those three areas, that's the same map of 2012 for the COVID. You match both maps together, you'll get prepared for what's getting ready to happen. My heart goes out for those in New York. My heart goes out for those in California, Houston, Texas, over in the cities of Illinois. You know why? Because all of those people that they let come into this country, they're coming after them now. We're in a clean sweep here, Saints. You got to understand the plan and the scheme of the enemy, what the enemy is trying to do right now. I'm revealing all things to the people. You think your political party is what's going to help you win? No, your political party is going to have you in a pity party. You better get on the team that have the presence of God that can reveal to you what both parties are doing. I've been told by each party, become part of the team. All of these people, watch what I do. Reveal what I say to them. They send all those Nicodemus on at night. You send them in. All the Nicodemus come. We heard about you. You have this gift on you. Wow. You speaking very much knowledge. We don't even see that in our fraternity. I know you ain't going to see it in your fraternity because you ain't tapped in. Why? Because you're revealing to the people what God is saying. I'm not connected to the foolishness. Well, I'm going to be connected to your organization and half of y'all on the down low. And then the other half don't even know if you're high or low. They ain't ready for me. Touch me and say, they ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Because I'm bringing the people to understand the power. Then here we are. The next move. You got three things happen. It's all coming to head. Then we got all of the everybody. What are they doing? They're distracting you in every area right now. Every area, in every single area of those cities. So what they're going to do? All of the black mayors of city, they're going to declare martial law. So you ain't going to be the mayor no more anyway. The government going to rule. You got to be prepared for what's here. You got to prepare yourself. What you thought was a pandemic, you ain't seen nothing yet of what's getting ready to manifest itself, the manifesto of demons. Look, you better study the manifesto of demons, because we're in that time. We're in the season of a clean sweep. Matter of fact, the sweep is so great, saints of God, right now. God is allowing our enemy to collide. They're all colliding together. They're colliding. And what they're doing, they're pulling you into the cataclysmic showdown. You being brought into this cataclysmic collide. That's how they they bring you together to create a cataclysmic collide in your city. Now, they're going to give you an eclipse in April, and then they're going to clip everybody away, because it's all about a clean sweep. Prepare for the season of a clean sweep. I'm coming through this thing. Men and women of God, the saints of the kingdom of God, I know I'm going to fight. There will be nothing in you. You won't compromise your integrity of who you are in the kingdom of God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They're looking for the prophetic people. We're in the 442 years of the Gregorian calendar. We're in the 366 year now. 366. That's why you got 366 days of this year. They're still keeping you in that spiritual sixth dimension, because the spirit of deception, they knew. So, but you know what? Listen to this. You're getting ready to see collateral damage and sacrifice, because the religious world, there's a sacrifice. In the world, it's collateral damage. For the kingdom of God, it's a breakthrough for us. God will allow us, watch, those who have made sacrifice and bow, it's collateral damage to, in the world, it's collateral damage. That's why those great leaders who are in the world, who went along with it, that it's a sacrifice on their son. Those in the church, well, it's a sacrifice on the man. The man has to be a sacrifice. You know what's going on right now in the highest level of the church world right now? The Pope is 87 years old. 87, look at that. Rothschild's son died at 87 years old. Look at that. After the President Jimmy Carter turned 99 years old, it was the season. That was October 1st, 2020, what? 2023. He turned 99. He was the 39th president. So it was biblical fulfillment. 39. This is all fulfillment. You in it? It can't even be altered. Nothing can be altered right now, because it's fulfillment. Everything is coming back to its original stone. God is bringing it back to its original plan. Everything you're watching, it's an original plan. But right now, everything you see, it's a clean sweep in the land right now. Everything is coming to a clean sweep, man of God, woman of God. Watch what God is getting ready to do. Watch who he's going to raise up right now. Watch who he's going to use in this dispensation. Watch what the world is about to see. The cataclysmic move. We're in a clean sweep in the world right now. Everything around us. And as a matter of fact, for some of you right now, God is sweeping people away from your life and you don't even know it. And you try to call folks up that God just swept away. And he's spanking you because you ain't even letting it go. You suffering right now because you didn't let stuff go. You still trying to bring people in. Well, I'm teaching right now. You're in a clean sweep. Because I'm bringing my people to understand what I'm doing right now. I'm raising up corporate executives. I'm raising up the next move in the land. Some of you right now, you caught up in so much religion, you won't even move right now, because religion got you locked into people. God trying to get you locked into a presence, and you get in my presence, I'll show you the sound of the DNA of people, and I'll draw them into your presence. going to show you the power of where I'm taking you right now. Because I'm showing the world my glory. This is my doing. Everything you're watching is my doing now. It's all lying to the power and the plan of God. There's somebody right now, God had dealt with you in a dream last night. You trying to understand the dream. You listening in right now. You trying to understand a dream God showed you so big. What? Because God is saying, I'm showing you, I'm revealing you this prophet, that you will see that what I'm about to show you is my great and mighty hand on your life. The hand of God is on you. He's on you in a huge way, a humongous way. I'm revealing to you. See, I'm revealing dream realms. I'm showing you portals you have never been in. Look at the world is selling you artificial intelligence, and it makes it look like it's real. That's what artificial intelligence is. I make it look real to your very eye, and it's not even real. I told you, you ain't going to the moon. I've already showed you a spiritual dimension, and the enemy wants to stifle your presence and where I'm taking you right now. We're in an unbelievable time in the earth realm. Everything you're watching right now in the earth realm globally, prepare for the season of the clean sweep. Everything around you is bigger than you. It's bigger than you can ever imagine because of my presence and my glory on your life. I've anointed you for this. I told the colleague, I said, what you have it? You have gifted men and you have anointed. And those gifted people are really trying to fight the anointed. And because the anointing is on your life, you are not getting out of character with the gifted people. So those who are gifted are trying to use charisma on you when your anointing is protecting your character from them. The power of what we're watching in the land, the place. Some of us, I'm going to tell you, men and women of God, those of you who follow me, some of you right now, at this very moment, right now, you're coming out of the cerebellum fight, the cerebellum in the cerebellum. Let me explain that to you so you can understand that the cerebellum. The cerebellum is the larger part of the brain that contains the cerebral cortex of the two hemispheres of the brain. Some of you coming out of that because you've been battling in that cerebellum place, as well as the subcortical of the structure that include the part of the brain that takes you up, hippocampus, or the basal glandial, ganglion, that is, that operate with motor skill, movement. It moves, it deals with your habits, how you move and maneuver. And some of you right now, because of your adjustment now in your brain, you've been fighting. So you've been dealing with headaches, stressors, tension up here. Some of your eyes been shaking. Some of your eyes been shaking. Some of your ears been tingling. You've been hearing a tingling sound in your ears. Some of you been having vocal cord challenges, all in that dimension. Look here, right here. Look at this. I'm going down, 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 right here. And then when you open your mouth, your nostrils, up in your nostrils, waiting. You've been waiting. You know why? Because the knowledge of God is opening up. So he's pulling you through those portals because all those things have weighed on you. Some of the stuff you've been carrying for 20 years, 30 years, 8 months, through the COVID syndrome. There are even some of you who have took the COVID shot, that calling blood clots, nervous system, adjustment, heart, respiratory. God is doing something in the immune system of his people. Because he's doing something now that is so fantastic in this season. He's making some adjustments to many of our hearts. And so your inadequate state that you're in, you're not inadequate. He's just transforming you. You're in a transforming time in your life. I'm prophesying to some of you right now. And in this transforming time, the knowledge and the information that God is giving you, you're scared of it. You know why? Because you don't believe what he's revealing to you to do and speak. You have the power to do it. Because he's breaking through your genealogy of your bloodline that you will, your family will rape, abuse, what was told to you, what was given to you. He's opening up the psyche of your mind, where the psychotropic medication rerouted your body, your structure. Am I talking to somebody today? Prepare for the clean sweep. And some of you, you took on codes of other people that the magnetic forces of other human beings who were once operating in you, they're moving differently. Let me give you a perfect example. Listen to this. There are certain people in the world that are rich because of your genes. So they get connected to you and they irritate you by showing you what they have. And those are juggler spirits. So those juggler spirits that was once on those that present that was once on you, they pulled from you, and those juggling spirits have you juggling. You still carrying that spiritual dimension in you. It's causing agitation to you. So the cerebium is holding up what you remembered at that time. And God said, move from what you remember to what I'm going to give you greater than that. We in the greater than that hour for many of us. You can't have the anointing of 2015. It's greater than that calendar date. Everything inside of you is far greater than you can ever imagine. You can't have that relationship of 2012. Those spirits come back. So what the devil does is he visits your promotion. Oh, good God Almighty. Somebody write that down. The enemy visits your promotion. And as soon as God is getting ready to promote you, he creates an illusion and say, I'm going to give you all of these things. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to do make you feel good. And you'll leave your promotion and go into their potion, their trip. And you'll find yourself lost 1 month, 6 months, 7 months. Your house is out of order. Your ministry is out of order. Because the enemy came in and he shifted your promotion. And then immediately you tell God, I know this was you. It was not him. It's that demon that came in the image. The enemy will visit your promotion. I'm going to end on this one. Jesus was being elevated. It was a clean sweep. The enemy will visit your promotion. You on your way to one of the greatest times of your life. I'm going to prophesy to a few of you all right now. You on the wing of one of the greatest promotions in your life. And the enemy is trying to make you backdate a love affair. God Almighty. He's trying to get you backdate people. Backdate people that was once connected to you. That are all visiting you. You want an unusual. Well, maybe this may be God. I waited so long. The devil is a lie. I'm telling you. It's a liar. It's a lie. It's a spirit. He's trying to backdate stuff right around you. Oh, Lord, I waited for this for, oh, all of these months, weeks. He's trying to backdate. He's trying to visit your promotion. And in this promotion, he's plotting and scheming. So now you're frustrated. You're trying to figure this thing out. You're trying to wonder. Your mind is in Alice in Wonderland. You way out of the scope of what God told you you would be at this very moment. this very day, demons are conjuring up enough stuff that your flesh wants, and he's bringing it right before you and telling you to dig it up again. Go ahead, dig it up. It's going to work. He's bringing it up, and it's not fair. It's artificial intelligence. The enemy is created. And God is saying, son, God is saying, daughter, move with haste. Move with the power. I'm opening you up to a greater place than you ever imagined right now. You're in the greatest promotion of your life. I'm prophesying to somebody right now. You're in a great promotion. I'm going to tell you why you're in a great promotion. Listen to this. This is a word for Sister Shani. This is a word for you, woman of God. This is a word right off the press for you. You are at the crossroad right now. And what you're feeling at this very moment, woman of God, is this. You want to be connected to old friends, but God is connecting you to new ways, prophetic ways. And everything is aligning itself up. And the Lord said, you don't have to do what you did last season to get what he has for you in this dispensation. Everything around you is about to link you up. You in a link. You in such a powerful link right now. But you have limited yourself. The Lord said, take your limits off of you. And he will move over you in a big way, a huge way, a humongous way. It's humongous. I am doing it for you because of all of the cries and the tears you have released unto me. Everything is coming to full fruition for you now in your life, now, this day, this dispensation, all of it for you. It's a clean sweep. You're in the season of a clean sweep that's happening right this moment in your life for you. I prophesy this very moment to you that everything will unleash what belongs to you now. In this hour for you. You will walk in it. It will be like a new day has came upon you for such a time as this. This is a word for you, Sister Betty Jean. This is a word for you, Betty Jean Brinkley. This is a word for you, woman of God. The Spirit of the Lord God is saying, tell you, don't hold on to what has caused you to out that caused you to move from your place in Him. All of the things I'm doing right now is opening you up for the new that I'm taking you into right now. As a matter of fact, this is for somebody else. It may be for you too. This is for somebody else. The entire marketplace, and when I say the marketplace right now, is very vital right now. And the Spirit of God is moving over many of us in this timing that the enemy attempt against you will not work because of his presence of what he's going to release to you for such a time as this. So don't feel that in the marketplace you lost your spirituality. Your body is always carrying his presence. He's just connecting you to the power of your promotion that will come through the world system. The wealth of the unjust is laid up for you so that I can promote you at this place. So many of you, you're not going to be promoted by the religious world. They're locked into their sacrifice. You're not going to be promoted by those world people. You're going to be promoted by the unusual. When I say the religious people, those are the people who are religious. They're acting spiritual, but they're worldly. Your blessing is going to come from people who are not even saying they're spiritual or of your kind. They are of the world, so they don't have a relationship with the God that you serve. You're going to introduce them, and they're going to release what's been held up. The timetable that we're in this window, and I'm looking at a window. This is what I see in the spirit for some of you right now. Right at this window, I'm looking at 23. Bring it on in, Holy Spirit. 23 to 29 days, between now and 29 days. You're going to see there will be a cataclysmic event that's going to draw the unknown to you. The unknown is going to be drawn to you. The intelligence, this is what I see. I'm looking at some white men in a room. These are white men in a room. It's almost like a situation room. And they're advising these people of what's getting ready to happen in this 23 to 29 days period. And in this situation room, they're saying, gather all you can gather. Get what you can get now. Move. Get to the mountain. Hide what you can hide. Take what you can take in this window. Because what it is, the rest, we're going to let them have it. They're going to fight like dogs. They're going to fight like animals. We're going to let them have it. We ain't even going to bother them. We're going to let them self-destruct. The Spirit of the Lord God said, warn the people. These people in this situation room, they're all plotting. They got a map. They got a map. And they got a screen. I see a screen in the room, and a man is going across the screen, wiping it, and saying, this area, wiping it back, this area, wiping out this area, because of what's getting ready to manifest itself. And then we're going to leave the rest for them and let them fight like dogs for it. God is preparing his people in this season. And as he told me last week, he said, LaRon Matthews, I'm getting ready to show you something so mightily. I'm going to show you how I'm going to backfire on your enemy. I'm going to show you. I'm getting ready to backfire on your enemy. Everything that was planned for you, it's going to backfire on them. Everything. Don't worry about nothing. Don't even move out of your posture. Don't move out of your place. Don't give them a conversation. I'm going to show you. They're going to backfire. There's some stuff, beloved, that's going to backfire on some people. And you're going to have to be at their mercy to help them, because it's going to backfire on them. Everything that was set in place is going to backfire, because what I'm showing you is a season of a clean sweep, man. This would be a clean sweep. Those who you didn't think knew it, those who you thought was with you know it. It'll be a clean sweep. Watch what I'm going to do on your behalf and for you in this clean sweep that's going across the world, going across the land. It's here. It ain't coming. It's right here in this dispensation of time for your life. Hallelujah. I'm showing you it's transpiring now for you. Oh, it is. It's a clean sweep. Write that down. My season of a clean sweep. He's cleaned up everything around. You ain't lonely. He just swept up what made you feel lonely. Good God Almighty. You ain't sad. He wiped up what was around you that made you feel sad. You in that clean sweep now. And everything coming together for you to the detail. Behold, all things become new because I'm bringing you to it for your life. Sister Alva Starr, I want you to hear this, woman of God. There are some things that the Holy Spirit is moving over you. I even hear the Lord said, tell the woman of God, you in a year of refreshing. You in a year of preparation. There's some things, and I'm looking at something in the 70s that the Lord is turning around for you. And I hear the word of the Lord God said, think it not strange of this place you in right now. It's like I hear the word transition, transitioning you. But don't be afraid to make the transition so it won't become familiar or common. I'm pushing you. There's a push, there's a thrust right now that's being made for you. God is thrusting you right now. He's thrusting you. It's a thrust, but you're trying to figure out how would it happen. God said, step out and watch what I'm going to do. Evangelist Beverly Gallimore, woman of God, I want you to hear this as a word for you. The Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, woman of God, you are in a promotional place now. And the Lord is saying, tell you, in this promotional place that you're in, I'm moving out some old things and people so that I can position you exactly where you're going in him. The Lord said, tell you, woman of God, all of your projects that fail because of people not participating in them, I am sending you the right connection for things to manifest themselves, says the Lord. The Lord said, the territories which people have spoken against the things of God in you, those places will be given back to you with authority and power. Fear not, for I am with you, says the Lord. Fear not, for I am working all of the details out, says the Lord. And as a matter of fact, the Lord said, you was willing to downgrade even in your career for an opportunity, The Lord said, get ready for a great effectual door to be opened back up to you. There would be many adversaries, but they would not be going in the direction for which you're going in, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I even hear the word of the Lord God is doing something concerning a family member, a daughter. There's a major break. Yeah, glory to God. I feel a breakthrough. I just heard a breakthrough for somebody. Oh, I feel a speed up now. God is breaking some people through right now. Some of you guys said that there's a portal just been opened right now, even as I'm talking. And I see y'all say, go inside that portal and watch what I'm going to do in the week ahead. I'm opening up some things for you. And you're going to see everything begin to accelerate itself for you in a move. It's going to be like real time. I got I'm shaking up the forces that have broken the will of my people. I'm taking you right now as to interpret the tongue. So you will see, I'm watching right now, I'm watching a portal being opened. And this is a portal almost like a sea gate that some of you God is saying, go inside now. Move to this place in me because I'm getting ready to do it on your bloodline behalf. I'm releasing what your bloodline cannot do. I'm releasing on what your family did not fulfill. So I'm releasing it to you right now, says the Lord. And even some of you who married people in your life and the seed did not connect properly, the Lord said, now I'm doing it in the seed. I'm taking the contaminant out of the line so I can open you up to the lifeline of the perfected plan, the projected things that I'm doing for you at this very time, that you will see manifest itself for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Even Sister Serena Gunn, the Lord is going to do something mightily. God said, tell you, woman of God, I'm even changing the genealogy of the bloodline of your daughters right now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. This is a rhema word from the Father right now for you. I'm even looking at your daughter right now, right where I'm standing at. I'm looking at them. I'm seeing them growing. And the Lord God said, tell you, woman of God, on the mother's side of the gene, and I hear the word of the Lord God concerning sickle cells in the bloodline. Oh, y'all better grab this word right here. I'm going inside right now. I'm going inside right now to the baby. And I'm getting ready to transform the bloodline. I'm going to do something mightily right now. I'm going inside and I'm doing something for the body. My presence is with you, daughter. My presence is with my people right now. I'm showing you my mighty presence and my glory. There's a miracle happening for somebody right now. There's a woman you've been dealing with issues in your body. The issue of blood, the Holy Spirit is going inside. You've been dealing with this thing when you came from 2023. I'm doing a miracle for somebody right now. I'm touching somebody's heart. There's a woman. There's somebody that got breast cancer. I'm going inside. I can see like under the breast right now. I'm doing a miracle right now in your body at this very moment. Somebody standing in the gap for a loved one. I hear four stages. I'm getting ready to get them up out of that bed of affliction because I'm moving over them right now, Holy Spirit. I'm touching my people. My prophet, I reached this portal. I send my prophet in to open up a portal for my people to see my handiwork. Because what the enemy planned to do against my people, I send the voice of the sound of reasoning to loose that which you need, says the Lord. I'm going to give you the settlement, says the Lord. I'm opening up doors and gateways, says the Lord. I'm showing my people the way out. I'm making a way out, daughter. I'm making a way out, son. I'm making a way out for you at this you in this time, says the Lord. I'm showing you my mighty exploits, says the Lord. I allow you to see it. Watch what the Lord is getting ready to do, Sister Serena Gunn. How he's moving over you. I hear the word of the Lord God said, your projects that I've given you will not be affected by delays of things you had to do concerning your family. I've opened you up, daughter, in this season of your life. I'm even dealing with your health scares. The health scares of your life, says the Lord. I'm going inside right now, and I'm touching your mind and your spirit. I'm going inside, man of God, and I'm doing something new for you. Sister Hawthorne, the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm moving over you. I'm bringing you out of that spirit of depression, that heavy spirit of depression that's been trying to fall on you. I'm bringing you to a place of victory, to the place of promise, says the Lord. I'm doing some things personally for you in this season of your life. Get ready to see my mighty handiwork on you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Sister Angela, and what do you last name? Radifer, the Lord is doing something for you in this season of your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I hear the word, let it go, so I can do the greater for you. The greater will happen in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Move in this season with haste. I will show you great and mighty things that I will do on your behalf, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I'm moving over you. I'm moving in you. I'm moving on your behalf. I'm moving for your family. I'm moving in that area, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Make haste to this place. Many things, many will fall, but you will see my mighty hand. Make haste, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Many people who said they knew me, they never knew me, but you was chosen by me, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Many that have came and gone, many I have blessed, and they have taken my blessings and abused them, says the Spirit of the Lord God. For I have my people in a prepared place in this season and hour. This is your season of a clean sweep. I am showing you, I'm bringing everything back to the table of my breakthrough for my men servant, my handmaid, says the Spirit of the living God, for your life. Hallelujah. Some of you, you will go back and the doctors will be amazed. You will go back and people on your job will be amazed. Things they didn't see, you're going to see you clearly, because I am the Lord thy God. I don't need to take the skeletons off your eyes. I have to take the skeletons off those who are trying to make you feel you was a skeleton to them, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We bless the Lord today. I bless the Lord. I honor the Lord today for many of you, for many of you in this season. The enemy. All right, this is for my niece. This is a word for my niece. Tempest, this is a word for you from the Lord. This is what I hear. You're going to have to keep this. This is a word for you. I hear the word of the Lord God to tell my daughter, I'm healing you of the last 15 years. Over the last 15 years, you have been dealing with a broken-hearted syndrome. These relationships that you've been seeking out are relationships that's been leaving you broken and bitter. The Lord is even doing something personally for you in this season. You needed this word today, because I hear you crying. You haven't been crying on the outside, but you've been crying on the inside. And many of the things you've been crying for, you've been crying for the true love that you need. And you've been going through this abuse. I hear this abuse. And you're constantly going around this roller coaster ride. And I'm even hearing you talking to the Lord. You've been asking God, I need your help. I even hear the Lord said, I'm going to change some living arrangement around for you. I'm even going to change some of your habits and your struggles that you've been carrying. And as the Lord is moving and the Lord is making things manifest itself, there's some things, I look at some scars on your body you're carrying, some heavy scars, even in that season of the suicidal thoughts. And you were talking about you wanted to kill yourself because you didn't feel your confidence about yourself. I prophesy today, this day, that the Spirit of the Lord God is visiting you in your home. The Spirit of the Lord God is turning things around concerning your life. The Spirit of the Lord God is even dealing with some things that you've been dealing with in your head, in your mind that's been warring against your spirit. I even prophesy this very situation right now that you need an outdate in it, but you've been battling it for a while. You've been trying to find your way, and you've been crying out to find your way. And the Lord said, whatever transpired, I'm looking at 2 years ago, the enemy was trying to really break you and break your will. And the Lord said, daughter, I'm doing something in your health. I'm even seeing some things concerning your stomach area, your stomach area, the female part of your body. And the Lord is healing you right now and going inside. I hear the word of the Lord God says, you talked about schooling. You talking about your career. You talking about your dreams. It's as if you gave all of your dreams and things up because you were seeking out and all of the broken promises. I hear the word of the Lord God said, I'm restoring you from the rubbish. I'm restoring you from the broken place. I'm restoring you from the things you lost. The Lord said, tell my daughter, I love you. My hand is on your life. My hand is on your stuff. And even some things you've been frustrated concerning the children and some things you didn't feel adequate about. I'm prophesying into your spirit right now. But the Lord said, this is your season to live, live, live. You've given up some things. You walked through some things. But the Lord is saying, live, live, live now. I'm bringing you out of those things. Thinking not strange of some things you had to deal with between Friday and Saturday and getting this word today for your life. I bind up that spirit that wanted to oppress you, to draw you into a spirit of deep oppression. Deep oppression. God is lifting it off you. I see a lifting off of you right now because God said his hand is on your life. In a huge way, in a huge way, so that you will be able to breathe. You will be able to pass those panic attacks that keep hitting your panic attacks and causing your blood pressure to shift. God is moving over you this day. And the Lord said, don't worry about the people that keep saying, I told you so. You where you at because I told you not to do it. God is allowing your I told you not to do it to become a testimony, to write a book about your story, write a book about things you've been through, write a book about things you had to go through in your life because the Lord is moving over you, in you. You made some promises to the Lord, but you didn't keep them. But God kept his promise. He said, go back to my promises. And watch what I would do on your behalf and for your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I'm moving over you right now. You got some creativity things inside you. You got some witty things inside of you. I even see, like, you got a business inside of you. I'm even looking at, like, cosmetology. You have so many gifts inside of you that the enemy have attacked you and tried to steal those things away. But the Lord said, tell you, I am with you now. This day, my spirit is with you now. Release and let go so I can move on your behalf Spirit of the Lord God. And it is so, and so it is in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God on today. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, this is the season of a clean sweep. Clean sweep. Clean sweep. Clean sweep. Clean sweep. God is doing a clean sweep for you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, I felt the presence. I felt something so powerful that God is moving in for some of you today. Man, this is a powerful timing of what the Lord is doing for some of you right now in this timetable for your life. Walk in it. It is already being manifested for your life, your destiny, and your purpose. All of the plots and the schemes of the enemy that were to shift you will not. The presence of God is upon your life in such a powerful way. And I'm moving over you such a way. Brother Kettrick, this is a word for you, Brother Kettrick Bowl. This is what I hear for God, from the Lord concerning you. I am showing you new things in this season. New things. New things. For you. In this season, God is hiding your gift. But there's some people and things you're battling with internally. And the Lord is saying to release them now so he can move. And I even hear concerning family and family matters really quickly for you and for your life. You will see in the next several hours today, something you will believe in the Lord will do, you're going to get an answer or a phone call concerning the matter. And it's going to give you some peace in some things you didn't think you would have the peace in. Watch the hand of God begin to move for you in those areas. Don't worry about what has transpired in your personal life that no one knows, only you and God in the situation. God don't govern those places. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Things are moving. So stay in that place of the Lord and watch how things will begin to manifest itself very quickly and swiftly on your behalf and for your behalf, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. All right, thanks to God. I'm moving very quickly today to prepare for our 11 o'clock service. I have a word for the people today. And I love blessing the 7:30 audience and those that are listening in blogs talk. But it's nothing like standing up preaching the word of God to the people and blessing the people through the word. There's something that the Lord put in my spirit for the church and the saints. I'm really excited about it. I'm feeling my strength coming back a little bit for the people. And join us today. Join us today in our service. Join us today. I believe you'll be blessed tremendously with a word from the Lord. But I love the 7:30 crowd because that's an opportunity to personally minister to many of you, whether you're a pastor, a preacher worker, you're in a fivefold ministry gift. It's personal so that I can minister to you individually as you prepare to go to your service or your churches, or I'm your personal service on a Sunday morning. Many people follow us and they're blessed by the word of the Lord God, rather from the world of the word. It's a life-changing time here. And so I thank you all for allowing me to be your personal servant on this day and to minister to you all and be a blessing to so many of you all. I say this from a sincere place. I feel the pain of many of the people. When I come on my live, I feel the pain and the agony of so many stressors and those that reaches out to us to pray for you all and believe God for you. I stand with you. I'm not looking for a membership. I'm looking for a kingdom to draw you into so you can understand that everybody is not like what the mainstream media call the church, the kingdom, the world, the religious world. I'm not about that. Everything I do, I ask you to go to the word, search the scripture when I'm teaching. When I'm talking to you, search the scripture. Go to your Google and research it and look at it. And then let the demonstrating power of God manifest itself through those things. You know more in your life what you encounter and what you've been through than anyone else. So the word of God will come alive to you in your life and your destiny. I love what God is doing in the lives of his people. But it's important that the people follow the things of God for their life. I tell people all the time, if you have an agenda for me, you're in the wrong place because my life is sold to God. I died 1,000 times on. And just because people don't understand the present, they might not understand the present that I am to the kingdom of God. And my job is to minister the word to you, whether you're a covenant partner, virtue member, you're a first-time follower, you're connecting to us in one or the other ministry, whether it's Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey. We give the word of God to the people so that they can be blessed. So I encourage you as a believer, as a partner, as a friend, or even as one that's just following us to support what we're doing. There's a great work that we're doing in the countries around the world, whether it's Sierra Leone, which we build church, school, a well, and ministry there. We're doing a great job. Whether we're in Paris, France, where we're working hard with our brother over there building ministry. We're for the kingdom of God. Or whether we're right here in the United States of America doing what we do for the other 8 churches that are connected to us and the other 23 or 24 ministries that are praying about what they want God to do in them and through them. And then our 2 ministries that we pastor personally right here in this region. We believe God for you and the thing that God is doing in you and through you. That's why this season of the clean sweep is very powerful for many of you. And I celebrate what God is doing in you individually. That's why I ask that you will partner with us or sow a seed into the ministry. We're doing great works that we don't necessarily talk about to the mainstream media, to the people, but we just do the kingdom of God. So through your seed and your sowing, it's a blessing. So those of you who are partnering with us today or connecting with us, I want to encourage you to sow a seed today and be a blessing, if you would, to sow into the ministry work that we're doing. Your seed is all tax deductible. We are 501c3 taxes at ministry. Whether you're making a donation, sowing a seed, of being a blessing to this ministry, we greatly appreciate it. So I want to give you an opportunity, those of you who are listening in today, to be a blessing to this ministry. And I believe God in the blessings that we do and we give are all because of the kingdom of God and the word of God that he's given us for us. God bless you, Prophet Jerry Wallace. Bless you, man, Sherman, and many of you who are joining us. Apostle Greg Jacob, bless you on today. Bishop Fabian Tucker, bless you. Apostle Simmons, bless you on today. Our kingdom leaders, our elders, and ministry gift. God bless you, Apostle Selena Randall, and the number of those who operate in the apostolic gifting. Bless you on today. But I want to really encourage you all today to give. This is what we call every third Sunday is called Love Sunday for our ministry personally. This is Love Sunday. And I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing on Love Sunday to our ministry. Now, those of you who are sowing tithes and offering, you can do that. Cash@RFPIM. R for restoration, F for foundation, P for prophetic, M ministry, RFPIM. Those of you who are sowing via Zelle, Zelle at We Restore You, that's the letter U, U at yahoo.com. You can be a blessing today. And then those of you who are going to our website to store a seed at our website, we thank you in advance. That's We Restore You. .org, We Restore You. .org, just to be a blessing to us today. Today is our Love Sunday, and every third Sunday, our congregation and people and sons and daughters sow the $100 seed to our ministry for Love Sunday, for the ministry work. I never asked this, but God has mandated it through our team of men and women of God to be a blessing, and I thank you in advance, those of you who will sow that seed today and be a blessing on Love Sunday. Every third Sunday is considered Love Sunday for me. And we have many of you who are rise to the occasion and many just still praying about it or even thinking. But I appreciate you in advance for all that you're doing today. As I end on today, stay in this place of God. There is a major... This is what I heard from the Lord, even while I'm talking. A major chemical warfare is happening. It's major, and it's major right now. I heard it. He said, tell the people, warn the people of the chemical warfare that's going on now. It's like even in this window that we're in, something is being released. Even I hear the word today. It starts today. They start, and what it's going to do, it's going to hit the environment. Whatever this is going to hit the environment. And what it's going to do, it's going to begin to change people's appetite, their taste, and the mindset and the thinking of some of the people. So you have to really cover yourself in this season of what's happening. There are going to be a lot of things that are going to backfire on people who are plotting and scheming these things. I'm looking at territory south. There's some things in the south that are going to manifest themselves in the south. I see some things in the south that are going to manifest itself. So I'm praying diligently for you all and many of you all concerning these things that are happening, transpiring, and manifesting themselves. Not many days hence, you will see and you will know about them. Almost like it's gonna be huge, and it's gonna manifest itself because it's gonna hit the area of these regions and area. We're praying for those up in Colorado, up in the Colorado area, up in the state of Colorado. Pray for those in Colorado up there in the Dakota, North Dakota, South Dakota area of those areas. Continue to pray for the people there. Our prayers are with you all and your family throughout this day. All right, those of you who are sowing that seed, please consider doing that. The season of the clean sweep. The season of the clean sweep. I bless you on today, and I honor the Lord for you on today. Looking to see some, many of you for our conference that's coming up this week, our awesome conference that is coming up this week. Going to be a powerful one. We're looking to see you for our conference this week. It's our March Gladness Conference. I would love to see you in the place and in the building. It's going to be a blessing and life-changing. I'd love to see you there. Connected with us for our March Gladness Conference coming up this week. It will be the 22nd and the 23rd. We want to see you in the building, in the place. It's going to bless you. Great healing and great service. We got great speakers that will be blessed. Go to my Facebook page. Look it up. Please share it. and let this word bless somebody. Share this word of God with somebody if you would. Thank you so much, Nicole from Austin, from over in England, London, England. Bless you on today. Thank you for your connection and how much work that you do for the ministry behind the scenes. Bless you. And thank you, those of you who play an important role there in Destiny Center, San Antonio. We thank God for our team. Thank God for our elders in our local church there. If I start calling people, you know, people start having self-esteem issues, so they get a problem with that. So, okay, I'm not going to be calling everybody name, but thank God for your labor, love, and your commitment to the work of the ministry. But Mark Scalette, this conference is here. It's just coming up this week. We're looking to see you in the building. Will some of you fast with us? Stay in a place of fasting, seeking the face of God for as we're doing things. I will be doing a little bit more this week. We didn't do a lot last week due to some things that were going on, but we believe God for you, okay? Thank you. Stay in that place of the Lord. Continue to let the Lord will be done. I'm looking to see you in the service today. We're getting ready to head to our sanctuary. We want to see you in the building, in the place today. I believe there's going to be a powerful word from the Lord, whether it's going to be a prophetic word, the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, or even teaching the word of God. Sometimes we get a powerful word from here, and then we bring a powerful word to there. Then we will be going to visit another one of our kingdom leaders on today as they're ministering and celebrating their church celebration on today. Stay in that place, man of God and woman of God. Now, I need those of you who are sowing the seed today to do that today. Please sow that seed today. I'm encouraging you to do that today for the kingdom of God and what we're trying to do in this season. Your gift will always help us to continue to advance the kingdom of God and the things of the kingdom of God. All right, continue to walk, breathe in the purpose of God. Today's message, prepare for the season of the clean sweep. The season of the clean sweep. And if you're in any of those cities around the world, join them. If you're connected to some of the businesses, people, join them, support their businesses and help them as they're advancing the kingdom of God. All right, be blessed on today. Stay connected. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all. Blog Talk Radio in your hand, Administrator Brian.